Welcome to the Natural Skin Biz program, where we discuss all things plants, people, and skin. For those of you listening for the first time, my name is Lynn. I'm an ethnobiologist, licensed esthetician, and the owner of the Genesis Studio Spa in beautiful downtown Waterloo, Iowa. In the first episode of the Fab Four, I introduced you to tea tree, one of four essential oils I believe everyone getting started with oils should have. These four oils are tea tree, lavender, peppermint, and eucalyptus. In the second episode, we learned about lavender, that you can not only use it topically, but with the right purity and preparation, take it orally in certain foods, drinks, and as a safer alternative to drugs like lorazepam. In the third episode, we explored the many creative ways peppermint is used in food, drinks, and to treat various health conditions. Today is the final episode of our four-part series covering these useful, versatile plants and their use as oils. We'll complete this series with eucalyptus, a must-have if you suffer with any respiratory issue. Stay tuned. There are over 700 species of the fast-growing evergreen tree and shrub known as eucalyptus. Blue gum, otherwise known as Eucalyptus globulus, is the most frequently planted. It has a shabby bark, blue-green leaves, and this is a species most familiar known for the menthol odor. And the leaves, both dried and in fresh form, are used as air fresheners and teas. The Australian Aborigines used the eucalyptus plant medicinally for centuries. It was brought to India and planted around the year 1790 by the ruler known as the Tiger of Mysore, aka Tipu Sultan, in his palace garden near Bangalore on the Nandi Hills. Europeans first discovered eucalyptus when Joseph Banks and Daniel Solander arrived at Botany Bay with Captain James Cook. Yeah, that guy. Remember him in another episode? Back in 1770. Eucalyptus wood was and still is used extensively in Australia in buildings, fencing, and as fuel. The plant's habitat is native to Australia, Malaysia, and the Philippines. The genus is Eucalyptus, and it belongs in the family of Myrtaceae. There are a few species used for oils. The main essential oil-producing species of eucalyptus include the Eucalyptus globulus, which we talked about as being the blue gum eucalyptus, Eucalyptus aevis, known as broadleaf peppermint eucalyptus, Eucalyptus citrodora, known as a lemon-scented eucalyptus, Eucalyptus radiata, known as the narrow-leafed peppermint gum, Eucalyptus smithii, known as gully gum, and Eucalyptus polybractia, known as blue molly. And for a little history of eucalyptus. According to the New World Encyclopedia, eucalyptus trees originated approximately between 35 and 50 million years ago, not long after Australia and New Guinea separated from Gondwana. That was a prehistoric supercontinent in the southern hemisphere. Then approximately 20 million years ago, the gradual drying of the continent and the depletion of soil nutrients led to the development of a more open forest type. This allowed the eucalyptus to develop even further, and about 50,000 years ago, fires became much more frequent. So the eucalyptus tree soon became to account for roughly 70% of the Australian forest as the sap gradually began to develop itself into more fire-retardant property. The first time that the eucalyptus tree appeared in recorded history was in Abel Janszoon Tasman's journal during his voyage of exploration. In his journal entry for December 2, 1642, at the island of Tasmania, which is just off the coast of Australia, a reconnaissance party reported back that they had found trees that secreted gum. Now, according to a paper from the University of Westminster, one of the first recorded uses of eucalyptus in medicine was in the penal colony known as the First Fleet back in 1778. Surgeons aboard these ships used Eucalyptus peperita, and remember, peperita means peppery, for wound healing. This was based on properties similar to the English variation of peppermint. During the 19th century, Ferdinand von Mueller, director of the Melbourne Botanical Gardens, promoted the antiseptic use of eucalyptus. And again, according to the University of Westminster, eucalyptus seeds were, quote, sent to Algeria and Europe for timber forestry and sanitary purposes back in the 1850s, end quote. Italians use eucalyptus to fight malaria, and in 1870, the Pharmaceutical No. 1 Journal describes a, quote, chemical examination, end quote, of its oil. Eucalyptus was eventually recognized in the British Pharmacopoeia back in 1885, and it continued to be studied in European medicine until around the middle of the 20th century when war broke out and the discovery of antibiotics and the age of biomedicine began. In the beginning of this episode, I talked about the upper respiratory benefits of having eucalyptus and eucalyptus oil around. But as I did my research, I found out there are a lot of other properties that have been described to eucalyptus in the research papers that I read. And so I'll go through them and I'll number them. There are a total of 20 that I was able to find. So the properties that generally are ascribed to eucalyptus is that it has antiseptic, balsamic, decongestant, respiratory stimulant, and expectorant properties. Number one, it relieves a cough, cold, and sinus issue. Number two, it controls allergies. Number three, helps reduce symptoms of flu and fever. Number four, it can relieve a sore throat. Number five, it boosts immune health. Number six, eases sore muscles and joint pain. Number seven, it can alleviate headaches. Number eight, it can combat stress and soothe the mind. Number nine, it can promote mental clarity and help clear brain fog. Well, there's a good one. Number 10, it can help sores and wounds to heal. Number 11, it can soothe insect bites and burns. Number 12, it can relieve sunburn. Number 13, it can help to get rid of acne. Number 14, it helps to fight fungal infections. Number 15, it can help keep insects and rodents away. Number 16, it's a natural antibacterial cleanser and deodorizer. Number 17, it's been known to fight dandruff and lice. Number 18, it can stimulate the scalp. Number 19, it's been shown to promote healthy teeth and gums. And number 20, it helps keep bad breath at bay. Now, I listed all of these, and these were mentioned in several of the papers that I have read. You might see this when you look into books on natural healing. Keep in mind that we have 8 billion people on our planet, so there are 8 billion different individuals. No two people are the same, so always check for allergic reactions. If you ever use any botanical, you want to check with your pharmaceutical medications if you are taking any, or pharmaceutical drugs. Again, you always want to use caution, but these are some of the properties that have been ascribed in various research papers on eucalyptus. There's always ongoing research. So again, whenever using it, use caution, do your own homework. But right now I'm going to cover on how to use it safely. It is toxic. You do not want to take eucalyptus internally. As in other episodes, there are some you can, such as peppermint, lemon oil. There are many others you can. However, not all essential oils can be taken internally. Some are used either topically, some can be used through inhalation, which means that you can put into a diffuser. Sometimes reading the manufacturer's directions, you can put it into certain humidifiers. Again, read the directions carefully. Not all of them encourage that. So this is an oil that you do not want to take internally. The best way is through diffusion. The oil is often diffused through an oil diffuser. You can purchase those online. Best way is to always go to natural grocers, food store, a local natural health store that sells oils. Talk to people that know their stuff. I've talked about this again and again, but it is so important that you know your suppliers, you know where they're getting their sources so that it's safe, that you might make sure the plastics, if you do get a plastic variation, are safe. The ones that I've used actually either be both a ceramic and a plastic combination. It's one that I use in our studio spa. I've had some that are mostly clay-based. So again, just make sure you get a quality diffuser. But I found that is one of the best ways to do the eucalyptus oil. It can be mixed with carrier oils and used topically. There is a possibility, however, of sensitization by the eucalyptus globulus. Again, that is a popular blue gum variation. Some people are very sensitive to that. So when in doubt, make sure you check with your healthcare team, your provider, any medications or drugs you may be taking so that there's not any contraindications or possible reactions. The eucalyptus essential oil finds a lot of widespread applications in pharmaceutical formulations, such as the mouthwashes, inhalers, hygiene and cleansing products such as soaps and detergents. You can find it for room sprays, even insect repellents. Now, it did list in one area as a flavoring in foods. I personally have not found it as an ingredient, but again, that could be an ethnic or a culinary preference. You can sometimes find it in perfumery, but not often. When you do walk into, like a craft store or in certain stores, some of that scent that you're smelling in the air tends to be eucalyptus, especially over in the wedding section. Eucalyptus is also used as starting material for industrial compounds that are extracted mainly by distillation. For aromatherapy, eucalyptus oils can be used for skincare, the respiratory system, the immune system, the nervous system, the urogenital system, and the musculoskeletal system. This is according to Sue Clark. She wrote this in the Essential Chemistry for Aromatherapy in the second edition, year 2008. So again, there's a lot of research about eucalyptus. Many of you will probably recognize it as a popular wedding plant, and that variation has the round leaves on it. So lots of uses, but my recommended and preferred one is through inhalation. Get a good diffuser. If you have a bad cold and you're just needing to breathe, I'll give you a couple suggestions how you can safely use that in just a moment. Sometimes I'll have a client that comes in and they're recovering from a cold, they're not sick, they're no longer contagious, but they're a little stuffed up. So what do I do to kind of help them, especially when I'm doing, I do the body sugaring now at a studio spa. What I do is I take washcloth. I have extra towels and washcloths. Usually they're hand towels or, again, the washcloth size. And I'll put a couple drops of eucalyptus oil on the cloth. And then I lay it on their chest near, just underneath their chin, so they can breathe it in. By the time I'm done with my service, every one of my clients thank me and they say, "Oh my goodness, Lynn, I am breathing so much better. I've given it to friends at church, coworkers." And I say, you know, if you're trying to find a way to use it, like again, the spa or salon, just have some old little washcloths around, just a couple drops in that and lay it on their chest. That way the oil doesn't touch their clothing. When you put the drop side up that you've put on the washcloth so that the oil doesn't touch their clothing. Just let them breathe it. Even as little as 10, 15 minutes, you'll be amazed how your client's breathing just improves. I remember years ago, eucalyptus used to be an ingredient in cough syrups. In fact, I still see that every now and then in natural-based cough syrups. It's long been used to help as a decongestion. Just kind of helps up all that breathing down in the bronchial tubes. It just, you know, the oils and the molecules within the oils are so minute, so tiny, that they can penetrate a lot of systems within our bodies, even topically. You know, when we're dealing with the molecular level, it's just amazing how tiny molecules can be. They just penetrate in just incredible ways. So whenever you're looking for ingredients, I'm always skeptical on some that just all seem to get on the bandwagon. One thing comes out and you hear a report and suddenly it's in everything. Well, how is that formulated? You know, how big is the molecule? Is that really going to get through the skin? Is it really going to hit into the circulatory system? You breathe it. Is it really going to do any good? Well, with essential oils, their chemical compounds make them so incredibly, are so tiny. One of my favorite things I love to do is look under the microscope and look at trichomes. Now, trichomes are the glandular portions of parts on a plant, let's say the leaves particularly, leaves, petals, sometimes the branches, but mostly on the leaves and the petals. That's where the essential oils come from, are these tiny little things called trichomes. And I think I might have to talk about that in a future episode. But if I do, that's one I'd like to do on more of a visual as well, because when you see them, they're just beautiful. They look like these little glass containers, and they're sometimes round, sometimes they're kind of long, but they hold the essential oils. And these things are incredibly small. They're beautiful, but they're tiny. So the molecules that come through essential oils, they are able to travel through the body and work in amazing ways. And there are hundreds of thousands of plants that can be used in various ways. And most of our pharmaceuticals came, because a lot of synthetic replications are just trying to replace what we learned in nature and artificially reproduce it, because you can't patent nature. You can patent a copy of it in the lab. But there is, from my personal opinion, there is nothing like nature. Nature is complex, and it has provided us with so many wonderful plants with medicinal qualities. And eucalyptus is just another example. So a simple way to use it in the spa or salon, again, just keep some nice little washcloths handy, just so that you can put a couple drops on, lay it on the chest of your client, go home, wash them, keep a stack supply, and your clients will thank you. They'll appreciate that now they're able to breathe. So again, best way to use eucalyptus, I believe, is going to be through inhalation. As with all essential oils, the best way to get those is through a trusted, reputable supplier. We've covered this many times, so again, make sure that you are reading the ingredients. Make sure it is labeled essential oil, not aromatherapy. Usually they don't make eucalyptus into that, but if they do, make sure you are getting the essential oil for the best use. Hey, thanks for joining us as we covered the Fab Four: tea tree, lavender, peppermint, and eucalyptus. Before we go, today's end quote comes for us from John Burroughs, the American naturalist and poet, and he states, quote, "I go to nature to be soothed, healed, and have my senses put in order." Thanks again, and I'll look for you next time. Bye-bye.